You're locked in with Atlanta's hottest hip-hop station. The Hype 87.3.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic. We live right here on the Hype 87.3, man. Listen, I got a superstar checking in today. He goes by the name of Contraband Biz. What's going on, family? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I just got through getting off of South by Southwest, and I mean, I'm still jet lagged from that. But you know what? It's all good. And I mean, shout out to everybody that was out there vibing with me, that was out there working with me. And I mean, we back out here in the city.
Straight to the grind, man. I love it. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you for being here today. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you fresh off the plane, straight back from South by Southwest, which we're going to talk about that. You know, you're fairly new to Atlanta. You've been out here not too long.
Not too long.
Give us that official introduction, though.
Man, you already know what it is. It's your boy, Contraband. Hey, you all rocking with the Dope Garden. We up here at 87.3 The Hype. Dope shit. Let's get it.
Nah, for real, man. Well, listen, again, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, have you here in the building today. You know what I'm saying? We just wrapped up a dope conversation before we even started the real conversation, right? Definitely. But it's important for people to understand your journey. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, you've been out here on your grind. You understand how this business works.
Right.
Take us back to, you know, your childhood. Tell everybody about where you were born and raised and what it was like growing up in your city.
Man, born and raised H-Town, Texas, man. H-Town, Texas. East Side, I mean, to be exact. Now, I mean, like, I always had, like, a musical influential background. Now, I mean, my mom, she used to sing. Now, I mean, my dad, God rest his soul. I mean, I ain't find out until, like, I was full-blown rapping that, like, he used to have a little spit back in high school. And like
it's in your DNA.
Yeah. So, you feel me? But, like, and, like, he used to have that little spit when, back then where people had the flat tops, the Gumbies, and yo, baby, go. I mean, that was his era.
I
so,
love
like,
it.
To see, like, my pops, he was involved in that era. Like, I mean, that was cool. It was real cool.
Definitely. Definitely. It's in your blood. It's in your DNA.
Yeah.
Before music became that passion for you, what were you into?
What was I into? We was just talking about this in the family group chat. Of course, like, I was in the band. I played saxophone for many and many years. But besides that, I mean, what I used to do before I make music, this right here may sound so fucking funny. Well, besides playing sax, I used to do MJ impersonation. So, like, when I was real young, I used to be able to know how to hit it. Like, moonwalk, spin, lean from Smooth Criminal. Like, I used to know how to do all of that.
For real?
Yeah, and that's the reason why, like, I have so much appreciation for Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson, he was doing it all the way up until he was 50. By the time I was, like, 24, 25, like, my bones started popping. Now, I mean, like, you know, like, and by the time I hit 28, that deal was a wrap.
Nah, facts, absolutely.
That was rap.
Our body lets us know. Trust me, I'm about to be 50, and I'm just like, man, I wake up in the morning and everything hurts. I gotta get it's like you gotta get the juices flowing in the joints.
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
Imagine being Michael Jackson.
Nah, listen, exactly. Bless his heart.
Being Michael Jackson, like, that's crazy.
Let's talk about Houston. Houston's a great city.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a beautiful city. There's so much talent that, you know, historically has come out of your city.
Right.
Do you feel like growing up in the great city of Houston had an influence on you for wanting to get in music?
Absolutely. Because, like you said, it has been a bunch of great artists that came out of Houston. I mean, like, one thing about Houston, it's big, but it's small at the same time. That's how you know who's serious about their music and stuff like that, because that same artist, you're going to see them over and over and over and over and over again.
Right.
I mean, you feel me? Like, while B-King was coming up, we used to run into each other all the time. Same thing with Don Toliver. Me and Don Toliver, we did a couple of shows and stuff like that together. Like, whenever you on the grind, like, you're going to run into the same people over and over again.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, seeing these people that you bumping shoulders with make it and going on to do big things, it make you feel like that you can do it too.
Absolutely.
And that's really the only difference between, like, being in different cities, is being in a predicament where you feel like you can do it too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think Houston is one of them. Like, if you think about, like, some of the major cities where some of the legends have come out of, you know, you think Atlanta,
right,
you think Memphis, you think Houston,
right,
you know, we're talking Paul Wall, Slim Thug,
right,
you know, newer age, Megan Thee Stallion, Devin the Dude, like, so many great artists, Contraband, Biggs.
Dope shit, dope
you
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you are right there with them. What brought you to Atlanta, though?
What originally brought me to Atlanta was I've been telling myself, like, and people kept on telling me as well, like, DJs, shout out to Kelly Royce. She always told me that, like, Contraband, you did everything that you need to do. You did everything that you need to do in the city. And, I mean, you already made your rounds in the city. You need to now step outside to the city and boost your stuff up outside of the city.
Facts.
And that is what made me move to Atlanta, because, like, so many people that I met from Atlanta, they just kept on telling me, like, man, whenever you win the city, man, hit me up.
Yeah.
Whenever you win the city, man, link up. So, like, I took all those, like, connections and just been like, all right, I'm going to just go ahead and move to the city.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel me? For an example, man, shout out to Drama Boy. I mean, you feel me? Like, homie, he always show love from the first time I met homie in Houston. And he always told me, like, man, whenever you come back to the city, man, just let me know. Just come back to the city, let me know. Whenever you come to the city, let me know. So, like, so shit. I mean, I came. I mean, and we working.
I know that's right. Absolutely. And I'm 100%. In alignment with you, I agree, because that's why I love Tampa. You feel like you kind of max out what you can do in that particular city. And what I've always said to people is, I really feel like, and this is not true for everybody because everybody's journey is different.
Yeah.
But for me, I felt like in order for me to put on for my city, I needed to leave my city.
Right.
And sounds like same thing for you.
Right, right. And that is not a false statement at all. And then, like, when I left, that is when old videos start coming up of me.
Yes.
Like, of shows that I did probably like 2-3 years ago. And be like, oh man, shout out to my homie Contraband Biggs. He out there in the A working. This right here was him at Houston Connections. And like, they'll post that up and stuff like that. And there'll be live videos.
Yeah.
I'll be like, man, I wish I had this video like 2-3 years ago. I mean, it would have looked real good for my content. But
absolutely. Absolutely. And Houston's just been thriving over the years. I know you're here now. You haven't been here that long. Do you still get back to Houston, or are you still going to be going back out there on music related business?
Absolutely. I mean, because Atlanta is home. And honestly, like, as far as like artists and stuff like that is concerned out there, like, the artists actually are some of my biggest supporters.
Yes.
Now, I mean, shout out to Black Diamond ENT. Now, I mean, you feel me? Young Gal and D Flowers. Now, I mean, they always support me. I mean, every time. Like, I remember one time I had did a show with Black Diamond Entertainment. And they was bigging me up. Like, they was bigging me up. I mean, so it's always love whenever I run into Black Diamond Entertainment out there.
Absolutely. When I first got in the music industry, one of the first places I touched down was Houston, because I got to go meet the guys over at Swisher House.
Right.
Shout out to OG Ron C. Like, that's my homie. That's my partner right there. That's so legendary. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel coming from a city where they have such legendary artists and staple, like, we'll say studios and stuff like that? That makes you proud, don't it?
It does. And I mean, shout out to Michael 5000 Watts and OG Ron C.
Yes.
Like, them two, they are always actively in the streets looking for new music.
Yes.
Always. If they don't know you and they like your music, they gonna figure out who you are.
Yeah.
And me and Michael, man, Michael Watts, man, that is my boy.
Yeah.
That is my boy. I mean, and on the low, I ain't gonna lie, I've never told this story before, but this right here is a true story. This is the reason why Michael Watts, he's going to forever be my boy. Like, I don't care wherever I see that nigga, like, whenever I see that nigga, I'd be like, nigga, you want a drink or something?
Yeah,
you want something?
Yeah.
He'd be like, nah, man.
Because he's so genuine.
I'm cool. I'm like, bro, man, you show. I mean, you drink.
Some water, like, some.
You want some? I don't know if he remember, but I used to work at the studio called The Enclave. Mm. And while we was leaving, and he was a special guest there. And he saw me perform. But, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, man, he really wasn't paying attention. I mean, you feel me?
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of artists need to do. Like, get out of your head and stop thinking nobody looking and nobody cares. Because that was me. That was me back in 2018. Nobody looking. Don't nobody care. But I'm still going to make sure my craft is 100. Homie, I was talking to two females. And he was walking past me. And he kind of, like, nudged me a little bit. He was like, well, all right, man. I mean, like, on some, like, all right, man, I'm up out of here. You know how you boys do before you leave. Like, well, all right, man, I'm going to go ahead and holler at y'all. And that's what he did to me. And as soon as he did that, of course, man, like, I'm an artist new to the industry. So, shit, this is Michael Watts telling me, all right, be easy. Now, I mean, you feel me? Like, I'm a place my shit in somewhere.
Nah, fact.
I'm going to slide my shit in somewhere. So, bam. So, like, I started talking to him about the... Like, yeah, now I mean, my name is Contraband Biggs. Da, 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 da. And he was like, oh, yeah, I know you. I was like, oh, yeah, for real?
It's a legendary moment.
He was like, yeah, I know you. He was like, man, you had a single that just dropped, huh? I was like, yeah, with me and Mr. Wide Up and Ray P called I Got Scrippers. That nigga bust out laughing. That nigga said, you got Mr. Wide Up and Ray P on a song called I Got Scrippers. I was like, yes, with a K. I got Scrippers.
Scrippers, not strippers, but Scrippers.
I got Scrippers. You feel me? So he was like, all right, man, here go my email, man. I got to check that out. I was like, all right, man, appreciate you, and I mean, for rocking with me. He was like, all right, no problem. So keep in mind, remember how I said I was talking to, it was two females yeah. that was behind me. Boom. So I'm still getting over the fact, like, okay, this is Michael Watts. Michael yeah. Watts just got through saying how he know me and how he recognized me and yeah. shit like that. Okay. All right. So let me calm my face down real quick because I'm a little excited. I can't be excited in front of the females. Right. You know what I mean? So let me calm my face down. I was like,
woosa.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's a legend.
I'm good. So I turned around. I was like, so yeah. No, I mean, my bad, y'all. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful, but no, I mean, I just had to tell him. No, I mean, da, 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 da. She was like, Mr. I know you. Okay, so you really famous out here. I was like, no, I mean, I do my thing. And she was like, okay, all right. You going to be up here all night, huh? I was like,
she really want to get to know you now.
Did she? Man, she took me back to the crib. She didn't want me to leave.
She's like, baby, just move in. What? Put a ring on it. Let's what? Have babies.
She hit me with the, and the only reason why we stopped talking is because, like I said, I was working at the Enclave. And she was on some shit like, I'm about to get ready to go out. This is the next day. She was like, all right, I'm about to get ready to go out. And I mean, you good to chill here? And I mean, I got some food in the refrigerator. And I mean, you good? And I mean, just to make yourself at home and I'm going to be back. And I was like,
what?
Exactly. I'm like, man, I ain't about to be a grown ass man just posted up in your crib.
Yo, that's crazy.
Until you get back.
She was starstruck.
I was like, man, I ain't about to be just posted up in front in your crib like that, man. I gotta go.
Right.
I got work to
do. I'm a grown ass man. I got work to do.
Exactly. But she was like, damn, what you gotta leave for? And I mean, I could just drop you off when I get back. It ain't that big of a deal.
Wow.
I was like, yes, it is
yeah,
a big of a deal.
I gotta get to that money, baby.
I gotta go. But
that
yeah.
That is funny. That is crazy. So let me ask you this. In situations like that, you know, you stumbled across, you know, Michael Watts. He's a legend.
Yeah.
He is an absolute legend. And let me just put this out there. Any artist, and I ain't even talking about artists from Houston. If you don't know who someone like that is, you need to get out of business.
You lost.
Yeah, you are super lost because he's one of the pioneers in the industry. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But when you meet someone like that for the first time and he already knows who yeah. you are. Where do you go from there? Like, how do you handle that situation? Do you follow up? You know, yeah. like, talk to us about that.
For sure. I mean, not only that, but the way Houston is set up is that, like, if a person know you, he's going to show you love in front of other people.
Right.
And at the end of the day, even if somebody like a Michael Watts don't put your name on some paper or something like that, me going out to a club taking a picture with a Michael Watts, now, I mean, me going out to the club and having a cosign. Now, I mean, me going out, me performing, and his homeboy know me.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, DJ, now, I mean, shout out to my boy Sumo World. Now, I mean, like, somebody like him that's, like, always bigging me up. And honestly, that's how I got into a lot of places.
Yeah.
It's not really just like, oh, I'm going to pay you to fuck with me. Nah, I mean, it really don't be like that. It usually be somebody in their team
right.
that's bigging me up.
Absolutely.
Like, for an example, with Michael Watts, it was Sumo World. Sumo, he always fuck with me. I mean, like, I had a track. It was like an island track. You feel me? He was like, bro, nigga, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah, so me and homie, we've been locked in ever since, ever since I was almost, like, in high school. And then I had my boy with Focus Studios. We had did a show, and homie was just bigging me up in front of OG Run C.
Yeah.
He was just bigging me up too. I mean, like, it got to a point where I'm trying to come at homie humbly. I mean, you feel me? Homie was like, I was like, I was like, yeah, and I mean, my name is Contraband Biggs. And yeah. I mean, I'm an independent artist. And I mean, shit, I'm coming. He was like, all right, bro, that just what's up. And he was like, oh, Biggs, man, Contraband, man, what's up? I was like, yeah, man, it's my boy. And then OG Runs, he was like, man, y'all know each other? He was like, man, that nigga Contraband go hard, man. I was like, appreciate you. He was like, man, stop acting all fucking humble and all that other shit. Nigga, man, you know you go. Nigga, man, hey, man, this nigga right here got a one-way to swing track. Nigga, that there go hard. Like, me personally, that show was one of the best shows to me that I think I ever had. The reason why I say that is not because it was a huge crowd. It's not because of none of that. It's just the fact that, like, I was surrounded by so many legends.
Yes.
You feel me? It was a guy that was in our circle. I ain't recognize him at all. You feel me? So we smoking. And then I was like, oh, man, my bad. I don't want to be rude and disrespectful. If you smoke, you can go ahead and tap the sweet, bro. You feel me? He hitting that hoe. And, like, homie got to talking. I was like, hold on, bro. Don't you rap? He was like, yeah. He bust out laughing. He was like, yeah, I rap. I was like, fam, pause. But your name, I mean, your voice sound familiar. Like, bro, what's your name? He was like, oh, man, I'm Youngster. I was like, nigga, you Youngster? He was like, yeah. I was like, nigga. The fuck you mean, have I ever heard of you? Nigga, you got the first platinum plaque out of Texas, nigga. Fuck you talking about, nigga? Like, I got mad.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, you a fucking legend. Nigga, you had the first platinum plaque out of Houston, bro. Like, you had the first rap platinum plaque out of Houston. Fuck what anybody tell you, bro. Nigga, you had the first platinum plaque out of Houston.
Yeah.
Period. You feel me? And I ain't like the way they did homie at the show. They wanted him to do Wanna Be a Baller.
Mm.
But he wanted to do his new shit.
Right.
I mean, but... they was playing Wanna Be a Baller, I mean, and he wanted to do his new shit, and they ain't have his new shit. So I was like, man, I can't have homie go out like that, bro. Right. Man, homie, he a fucking legend. I don't care if they trying to save me for at the end when Lil Flip get here. Man, Lil Flip, he late. So I told that nigga, Youngster, I was like, hey, get your music together. I'ma go ahead and do my thing, bro, so we won't lose the crowd.
Yes.
I'ma go ahead and do your thing. And then he was like, man, you show? I was like, yeah, man, fuck what they talking about, bro. Like, I'm not about to sit around here and just wait around while we lose the crowd just because they want to wait because they want me to go before Lil Flip.
Right.
Fuck that. I was like, fam, go ahead and give me the mic, bro. You a fucking legend. And that nigga was like, well, shit, rock out then, young nigga. And he was like, well, man, shout out to everybody who came in. I'm about to rock out with my little young nigga, Contraband. Go ahead and let them know what time it is.
Look at that.
And Youngster introduced my set.
Man.
You feel me?
That humility right there.
Hard.
That is humility. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about what happened in that situation? And what I mean is you said that they had his, you know, music that right. He was really famous for during a certain period of time, but they didn't have his new music being in his own city. How do you feel about that?
I took that as disrespect. That's the reason why I did, like, was like, hey, man, I got you. I got you, bro. Go ahead and get your music together. Because me personally, they should have had your music together before you even. I mean, they should have had your music together. I mean, shit, they made sure my music was together. You feel me? So, bro, you a fucking legend, bro.
Absolutely.
They made sure that my music was together. And I mean, I'm not about to just sit around and like, I mean, I don't have a head that's that big for me to be like, oh, well, man, I want to make sure I'm performing right before a little flip because I want to feel like a headliner. Man, fuck all that. Fuck that.
Absolutely.
Fuck that. I'm not about to let that nigga go out like that because they should have had they shit together.
Yes, I agree. And shout out to Lil Flip. He's one of the realest. I love that dude.
Yeah, man, shout out to Flip. I mean, Flip, man, he finally got there, man, and he did his thing. I mean, my boy Magno was there. I mean, you feel me? Like, it was one of my favorite shows. It was, to me, it's one of my favorite shows because it was so many Houston people, Houston legends that was in the building.
Yeah.
And I performed my track One Way to Swing and they loved it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're surrounded by legends like that, like you said, it doesn't matter if there's only 50 people in the building. If 15 of them are legends.
Right.
One of the quotes that I always say is relationships will put you in places that money cannot.
You absolutely right. You absolutely right. And as an artist, like, we think that people forget They don't.
No, they don't.
They don't forget that.
That impression stays with them.
Know what I mean? Like, they not going to forget that artist that gave them merch. They not going to forget that artist that was like, hey, yo, man, I'm going to go ahead and go because your music is not together.
Yeah.
Fuck all the politics and shit like that, bro. Like, nigga, you a legend. Boom. He going to remember that.
Yes.
So, if we ever run into each other again, like, he is going to remember that.
Absolutely. You made a good impression on him.
Right.
Building that rapport is so important. And how you approach people, too.
Right.
Don't come off as a groupie. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Some of these artists out there, they do that. And the big artists, they don't like that shit.
Nah.
Treat them like they're your equal, because slick they are. We all human beings, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tell us about Contraband's music group. Contraband
music group.
Music group.
I got you.
Tongue tied.
Yeah. People don't know that, like, I actually started it. Like, I had bought, like, the LLC for it and everything.
Yeah.
They be thinking, like, it's like a bunch of other people who make up CBMG and then I'm just the artist. Like, nah. Like, I'm a label head and the artist. It started in 2016, 2017.
Okay.
I got the LLC for it in 2020. So, like, the way that I came up with the name was I was just thinking, like, okay, man, what letters sound good together?
Yeah.
What letters sound good together? Because at that time when I made it, the music group was point MG. Okay, so I need to find something that goes with MG.
Yes.
Okay, so what rhymes with MG? Okay, the C can go with the G. All right, the C can go with the G. So it's going to be C some MG. Now, I can't call it CMG.
Right. Because, yo, Gotti got that on lock.
Yeah, it's already a cocaine music group.
Right.
I was like, okay, what is something that I can call my music? I was like, Contraband. All right, Contraband, because it's dope.
Yes.
I make dope music.
Yes.
Okay, boom. Okay, so now I need to come out with the lettering. Okay, I know it's going to end with an M and a G, and I know it's going to start with a C. All right. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to just use the B from the band and call it shit a day. And that is how CBMG ended up coming together. I'm a big fan with, like, play on music and play on words. So, like, soon as I took it upon myself to call myself Contraband, I already knew, like, it's going to come with, like, some references of backlashes and stuff like that. But, like, really, I made it because, like, I feel as though that I'm dope. Stuff that I do is dope.
Yeah.
Dope shit. I mean, just everything dope.
But that's, you know what, though? That's a good thing if people think that, because they're going to be intrigued to find out who you are.
Right.
Who you really are.
Right.
And see how dope you are.
Right.
Who else is involved with the movement?
Of course, me and my boy Texas Plug. He actually did all my vlogging and stuff for the weekend.
Okay.
So, now I mean, shout out to my boy Texas Plug. Now I mean, and of course, like, aside from that, it's like, you know, people that's supporting. But, like, as far as, like, artists, I really don't have too many artists yet. I am looking for artists to, like, produce and stuff for, because I do make beats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I am looking for artists and stuff like that to produce for. But as far as, like, any other artists is on the label right now, it's really just designers, videographer, film people, just along the way made sure that I had the best product ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have a well-rounded team.
Yeah, because one thing that I do like about my team is that, like, as much as I want it, that's how much they want it from me.
Man, that is so...
That is important.
It's so important. And at the same time, it's difficult to come by that.
Right.
Because most people don't want to really, truly see you win or do better than them.
Right.
That's just the facts of it.
But, like, if you run into people who want to be successful in something else, like, for an example, my boy Vira Visuals, he's a hell of a videographer.
Yeah.
Hell of a videographer. Yeah, he used to rap and produce and stuff like that, but he made it up in his mind, I want to do videos.
Yeah.
And this right here is my partner, so I'm going to turn my partner up.
I love that. I mean,
feel me? That's how my team end up coming together. Like, oh, you my partner, but it just so happens that I'm doing this. All right, so I'm going to turn you up because I... And for some odd reason, when people do work with me, people be snatching them up. My engineer is on tour right now. That's the only reason why my album is not finished yet. I mean, my EP is not finished yet. My videographer, he got snatched up to go do some work with Slim Thug.
Oh wow.
My cover art guy, he got snatched up to do some work with Key Glock. I mean, like, every time I find somebody They get snatched up by somebody that's bigger than me every time.
Because you got you know how to surround yourself with the right people who are Facts. Making moves and that actually want to work.
Facts.
And want to see people win. When it comes to production, how long have you been producing?
I've been producing ever since I was in high school, to be honest. It started off like, okay, I mean, of course I was rapping in high school. It wasn't as good as it is now, but I was rapping in high school. But I couldn't afford beats.
Yeah.
I mean, like, my mom, I mean, like, she had to put money together to buy me Pro Tools.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me I'm about to get ready to ask this single mother to spend $800 on the program?
Right.
Just the program.
Yeah.
That's back when they had hardware.
Yeah.
That was like $1,000 program.
Yeah, facts.
So not only I had to get this, but I had to turn around and ask somebody to make beats for me.
Right, exactly.
Nah, man, you get on that. And that's when I started to discover FL. And it just so happens that in my high school, it was a bunch of other people who made beats.
Right.
And I end up getting into the production game because I sold them the software. Like when FL and Magix and all this stuff right here was popping up and all of that. Boom. Yeah, I was like, hey, man, I got the new FL. Who need the new FL? You need the new FL? All right, I got you. Boom. All right, man, what you need? You need Magix? All right, come and mess with me next week. I'm going to have it. All right, what you need? You need some plugins? All right, boom, here you go. All right, man, you need some VSTs? Boom, 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 here you go. So all these people that I was selling these programs to, they end up taking off.
Man.
Now, I mean, my boy Tez Lamont, now, I mean, he engineering for YG. He did YG's latest album.
Wow.
Shout out to that nigga there. My boy Lil Fee, he did a bunch of production for Boosie.
Mm.
Shout out to that. My nigga, man, my boy Jabari on the beat. He goes by Season now.
Yeah.
He was a We the Best producer. Keep in mind, these are all people I went to high school with.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be the best producer, and he ended up getting a placement, and he did My Moment for Lil Wayne.
Mm.
So, you know, that was super cool.
Major, yeah.
Yeah, that was super cool having this dude, and at this moment, he's still like, hey, man, check your email, 2 o'clock in the morning. You feel me? But then again, he on the phone, too, saying like, hey, nigga, man, Meek Mill got a banger that's about to get ready to come out. Man, that album about to get ready to go hard, man. This is fresh when Meek Mill was off the beef with Drake.
Yeah.
When I think it was Dreams and Nightmares. He's like, man, that new Meek Mill about to get ready to go hard, man. Meek Mill back. He back. And I was like, man, boy, hell no, nah, man. Nobody fucking with Meek Mill. He was like, man, I'm telling you, bro, man, this new shit that Meek Mill coming out with go hard, man.
Different sound.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a placement on it right now. And that's back when the Dreams and Nightmares,
yep.
Freestyle and all, and... But this was like months
and
months before. And he was like, yeah, man, if that don't work, Rihanna got a new album coming out too, which was unapologetic.
Yep.
You feel me? He was like, man, Rihanna got a new album coming out too. I'm trying to get some placements on that. I was like, damn. And then like him telling me this and then me seeing it for myself.
Absolutely.
Happen.
Right.
I'm seeing it happen. And I'm like, damn, bro, my nigga in the mix.
Yeah, really going up.
My nigga in the mix, man. I used to sell him program.
That makes you feel good, though, because you were absolutely a pivotal part of his journey.
Hell yeah. That's the reason why I tell everybody, still to this day, my boy Tez Lamont, the engineer that worked on YG album, still to this day, he tell me, he was like, man, when you gave me that microphone, bro, like that really changed my life.
Man.
Like I wouldn't be in a position that I'm in if it wasn't for you giving me them programs and that microphone.
Yeah.
And I was like, fam, you are in a position that because you work.
Yeah.
You feel me? I wasn't out there in LA mixing people's shit. Nah, bro, you was, fam. So thank you for telling me that I played a part in your journey.
Right.
But I didn't make your journey, bro.
But it's like he remembered it. Going back to like what you said about when you meet these legendary artists.
Yeah.
If you do something, give them some merch or a poster, they remember that. They're never going to forget that.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, that's all I want.
Yeah.
Like anybody who wants something off of your success, nah, bro, that's some hating ass shit.
Nah, that is facts. And there's a lot of that goes on. There's so much clout chasing out here.
I'm not about to sit around and be like, oh, well, that's my partner and he there. And I'm not, so I'm mad. Nah, bro. Even if my dream don't happen, even if my dream don't happen today.
Yeah.
I mean, just the fact that like I help you get to where you was going. Now, I mean, all I told them is like, bro, all them connections that you out there making, nigga, when the time comes.
Exactly. Don't forget about your boy.
Yeah, don't forget about your boy. Don't forget about your boy. Put me in them rooms, boy. Put me in them rooms. That's all I ask.
And then you can take it from there.
Exactly.
Did you know D-Bondo?
Yes, man.
Long live, man.
Shit, man. Shout out to that nigga, man. My first time ever meeting that nigga, man. Going back to the Enclave, know what I mean? They used to do like open mic night performances and stuff like that on Wednesday. And homie, he was in, this is when See You With Nothing was hot. Yeah. He was already doing his thing before that, but See You With Nothing was really, really, really hot at the time. You feel me? And homie, his name, Neighborhood DJ, he see me perform and he was like, damn, Contraband, you did your thing on that one. He was like, man, I want to see you and D-Bando do something.
Yeah.
I was like, well, shit. I mean, what's that? He was like, man, that nigga right there.
And he's so humble, too.
For real.
He was so humble.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, like, me being early into this game, I be thinking like, oh, man, that nigga ain't about to fuck with me. I mean, homie on the radio, bro, that homie ain't about to fuck with me.
Yeah.
But nah, homie, he gave me his number.
I love it.
Know what I mean? And even though we didn't get a chance to make it happen, but, like, it's just that, like, the networking at that time was what really got Houston onto the new Houston for the people that you hear now. You know what I mean? Like Young Al, OTB, Fastlane, Key and the Man, Erica Banks, and all these other people. All these people came up off networking.
Yes.
Off networking. Houston is a major networking city.
Yes.
Networking will get you in doors that money cannot.
100%.
I promise. I just got through doing a press play freestyle with Trey the Truth. Mm. Not because of the money. No, it's because the person who was bigging me up in front of OG Ron C, he now bigging me up in front of Trey the Truth.
Built them relationships.
Exactly. I always tell people that.
It's important. So you just came back from South by Southwest.
Yeah.
You were out there for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your personal experience, you know, as an artist. That's you from Texas. You know, that takes place in a different city, but it's still Texas.
Right.
What was that experience like for you?
The experience for me was good.
Yeah.
The experience for me was really well. Now, I mean, I seen where, like, I made just a couple of mistakes, but it wasn't just no, you know, it wasn't just, like, no wasted trip. Nah, it wasn't. All the people who came out to see me, they most definitely got a good show. I passed around merch. I mean, did interviews, met people.
Yep.
I mean, so, like, it was a couple of little things I feel as though I need to do better for next year. Like, most definitely do more mic checks and stuff like that for next year. But besides that, like, I really ain't had no complaints about it. Even when people was up there asking me about it, like, man, do you feel it's just people that you see from your city? I was like, well, my situation is different because I'm not in the city.
Yeah.
My situation is different.
Yeah.
So me doing South by Southwest is like, hey, Ozam, yeah, I'm gonna be out there in Southwest. You want me to come through? I bet. That's my getting shows together for South by
Absolutely.
Southwest.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Make a phone call. All right, that's cool. And then that is it. I mean, everybody's situation is different, but then again, I'm not in a city like that.
Right.
So when I did those stages, it was a little bit more exciting for them because they haven't seen me work. Even though they seen me over the years work, now they're seeing me in a whole nother city.
City
work,
working, yeah.
You know, you feel me? And shout out to my boy DJ Banks. I mean, you feel me? Like he said, like he was asking me questions about it. Like, damn, nigga, I want to go out there. He was like, well, man, he's like, man, how you been doing out there, man? You straight? Are you good out there, man? Is the city lovely? I was like, yeah. And I mean, they keeping me working. They keeping me busy. He was like, hell yeah. And I mean, Contraband, you always been on the scene like that, nigga. You always been on the scene like that, nigga. Man, I need to get out there. And then he just left it at that.
That, you know, but people are recognizing that you getting out here making moves.
Yeah,
absolutely. Tell us about the EP that's on the way.
Yeah, so the EP, it's a follow-up from my album called Dope Tales. That was like the album, full-blown album that I had dropped. I mean, did all the production from top to bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Kalani, we sat down and we mixed and mastered that whole that whole album, like, we was up in there for like 10, 12 hours working.
Man.
Shout out to that boy Kalani, man. Real shit. I mean, and the next project that I'm going to be doing is going to be called The Second Coming. That's the name of the EP.
Mm.
The reason why it's called The Second Coming is because the second is coming.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so it's gonna be called Dope Tales, The Second Coming.
Mm. How many records can we anticipate?
It's gonna be like 5 or 6.
The 5 or 6 tracks that we can anticipate on it, did you create those specifically for the project? Or did you have a couple in the vault that you just picked out or putting on there?
Nah, after I had dropped my album, I really just started doing singles.
Yeah.
Ain't a Drill, which is like the which is the New York drill track that I got. And then Sex You Up. Those were like the 2 singles that I had put out. And I was like, all right, I'm going to put those 2 right there on the EP. And there's some songs on the actual album that I didn't get a chance to make a video yet.
Yeah.
But they were actually still good songs.
Yes.
So I'm thinking about putting them like on the Dope Tales too. But the EP is going to have like all, it's going to have fresh tracks.
Man.
It's going to be like 6 fresh tracks. You're going to have One Way to Swing, Ain't a Drill, Sex You Up. Then of course you got the intro. And then you got the outro. And then I did 1 track for my pops. Like, that right there was, like, therapeutic.
Real personal for you.
Yeah, because, like, up until that point, like, I felt like I couldn't talk about my pops without, like, crying.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't. Like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
So recording that song was, like, a way for me to, like, actually talk about it.
Yeah.
But without, like, actually talking about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Listen, when certain things happen in life, if we lose somebody or whatever, it's very emotional.
Right.
But you have to find a way to be able to deal with it, per se. And music is therapeutic.
Right.
Is that one of the most personal records you ever wrote?
Yeah. Because, like, I make music based on how I feel. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But it's just, like, certain stuff. Especially when I first started out, I'd be thinking like, man, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. Like, I mean, they want some that they can ride around, get money to, and shake their ass to. I mean, they don't want to hear that personal shit. But like, when I made it, in my mind, it was like, okay, it might not be for you.
Yeah.
This is for me.
That's right. Exactly. It's for you.
Yeah, this right here is for me. So the next time I'm in an interview and I'm talking about my pops and something like that, like, I won't fuck around and get watery-eyed.
Yeah, absolutely. You were able to get that emotion off through the song.
Right.
And there's going to be people who are going to be able to relate to it.
Right. But one thing that I know I'm not going to, I just hope that song just don't blow up. And remember, and the reason why I say I hope that song just don't get big, because they're going to be asking me to perform it. And I can't even much listen to the whole song. And I recorded it.
Yeah.
I can't listen to the whole song.
Yeah.
I even much told my engineer, I was like, man, I got a song that I made for my pops. I'm going to be honest, bro. I can't be in a room when you mix that.
Yeah.
I cannot be in a room, bro.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm a type of person doing a session. I like to be like, all right, man, we need to do this. All right, well, man, run that back. Let me make sure. Like, if I hear that over and over and over and over again, it's gonna fuck me up.
But your engineer knows your sound. He knows what you like. You guys have a chemistry with each other, especially if you sit in with him normally during the sessions.
Right.
So you know he's somebody who's going to get it right for you without you being there.
Yeah, that's the reason why I trust him. That's the reason why I can be like, hey, yo, bro, man, here go the session. Just kind of mix it how we did. I tell them all the time, kind of do it like how we did Step On.
There you go. Giving them a reference.
Yeah.
Give them a reference. And that's what most engineers need, is they need that reference. You know, provide them with a reference track so they kind of know where they're going with it. Right. Otherwise, they're just doing it blindly.
Man.
That's dope, man. So you out here in ATL now. Mm-hmm. We were talking about A3C. That's coming up. That's something you think you'll get involved with this year?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually excited about it. I'm actually planning it. I'm actually going to start planning on everything for it in a little bit. But, like, yeah, absolutely.
So we can anticipate the second coming.
Yeah.
EP coming soon.
Yeah.
You're waiting on your engineer who's on tour right now to be able to put his magic on it. What else can we anticipate, we'll say, in the next couple months from Contraband Beats?
In the next couple months, a lot of content. a lot of content, a lot of videos and stuff like that. Because one thing that I have noticed is, like, I mean, like, if you make sure your content and everything is good, like, on social media and stuff like that, I mean, you're going to be straight. So, of course, a lot of mic drops.
Yes, you got to come do one with me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You got to come do one with me.
Absolutely.
It's one of those things where I tell people you have to get on board or get left behind. You have to keep up with the times with what people are doing. And content is king.
Right.
You have to have content. Content will blow an artist up in today's era because of social media.
Right.
Tell us about the record Sex You Up.
Shout out to my boy Trials. I mean, like, that's actually, like, one of the newest singles that I have out right about now. I mean, you feel me? And the way that we had came up for it was crazy. I mean, it's an R&B track. I mean, it's like hip-hop and R&B type shit. And the way that we came up with it was, like, really crazy. You feel me? Because, like, he originally had a whole nother hook plan.
Yeah.
Whole nother hook. He had a whole nother hook planned. You feel me? But I told him, I was like, take all that extra stuff off.
Yeah.
He was like, man, what you mean? I was like, keep your original the way you come in, way you come on.
Yeah.
She wants sex, I supply you, address and act up. Like, yeah, bro, keep that. I was like, but bro, when you get to the hook, just say the second part.
Yes.
He was like, because, like, originally it was like a whole hook, and then at the end was, I want your body, body, baby, I just want to sex you up. And I was like, bro, that end part live. But I was like, man, I don't like the beginning, bro. It's a little bit too much.
Yeah,
bro.
Sometimes less is more.
Yeah. And then I was like, let's do this. I was like, bro, just record you saying that hook over again. He was like, just say, sex you up? I was like, yes, but spell it.
Ooh.
He was like, so you want me to say it like sex you up? I was like,
yes.
So the first half is going to be you spelling it, and the second half is going to be you actually saying it. So he was like, all right. So he laid down the hook. He was like, I want your body, body, baby. I just want that sex you up. I was like, yes.
That's it.
Yes. He was like, bro, like, that's it? I was like, yes, bro. Just do a bunch of runs. Just do a bunch of at-libs. And me and my engineer, we're going to handle everything else. But yes, that is
it. He nailed it.
Yes, he nailed it. And I'm glad that, like, he took a chance and listened to me.
Yes.
You feel me? Because, like, the Trials, he's an excellent songwriter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, he is more of a, like, okay, let me fit the words in so it can flow right.
Yeah.
You feel me? But sometimes, like, less is more.
Yeah, less is more, absolutely, because people can overdo something. Too much of a good thing is not good. Right. So you have to keep it sort of simple, basic. So we're about to get into the record. Before we do, tell everybody where they can follow you at on your social media.
Yeah, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow me at Contraband_BIGZ. Again, at this Contraband_BIGZ. We up here at the Hype 87.3. And this right here is going to be Sex You Up, S-E-X You Up, featuring my boy Trials.
Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3. She wants sex, I supply it. Actress and actor, she wants role play. Make a rerun, a clip, then ride it backwards. Fuck with me, I'm all you need. Sex up. I want your body, body, baby. I just want to sex you up.
Sex you up.
I want your body, body, baby. I just want to sex you up. Sex you up. I want your body, body, baby. I just want to sex you up. I want your body, body, baby. I just want to sex you up. Cause the shorty blind. Beat it up, back it out in his prime. Stick him up with your legs in the sky. Girl, I really come to play no games. Yeah, I please aim.
Y-O-B-O-D-O-Y like leak every time we link up. Look back at it, make it put a hit up. Real active every time I ask you.
Body, body, baby, I just wanna sex you up.
Sex you up.
I can hear your body, baby, and you know it's calling me. And I'ma pick up the line. Flip a body, I know this my time to shine. I just got new shoes on the ride. Where you at? I'm rolling out 945. Say that she feeling my vibe. Like a water park, she said she want me to slide. She feel like a flash, it's a pinch, it's a man on the ride. Look her deep in the eyes when I'm pumping inside. Just facts, I ain't really tell no lies. Make a real love, bitch, they blind. I ain't trying to waste your time. I'm trying to hit your mind. Put some dope deep down your spine. You gave it to others, but now it's mine. And now they calling you, press decline. Stressful, let me help you unwind. It's easy. I give it a don't get you need me. Beat it up and no Chris Brown Hariri. Chop and screw it up just like a CD. Believe me. Let me ask she O B O D O Y like leak every time we link up. Look back at it, make it put a hit up. Real active every time I
ask you. Body, body, baby, I just wanna see yes you are.
Body gets weak, that's why.